It's Friday when we hear from StoryCorps, the project that records conversations between loved ones. And since this is the Friday before Mother's Day, we'll hear from William Anthony Cobb and his mom, Mary.
All of my friends know me to be outspoken. People think that I got that in graduate school, but it's genetic because you were prone to some long-winded debates about everything as we were growing up.
I remember telling you should be able to talk to a person in the Bowery as well as to the President of the United States. Then you can say that you're a well-rounded, well-educated person.
One of the things that I remember most is when I finished my doctorate, everyone was getting their degrees and you were, I think, 10 rows up.
It was like 4,000 people there.
There was a lot of people there.
And only my son gets up and walks down the middle aisle. And I said, oh my God, I hope he doesn't have to go to the bathroom.
But I gave my degree to the woman and told her to pass it back. Another one passed it back until it got to you.
That was one of the most important moments in my life. I was 10 feet tall.
You never gave it back anyway.
Of course I wasn't going to give it back. You lose things, remember?
Mm-hmm.
You lost your birth certificate about 20 times while you were in college.
So you have pancreatic cancer.
Yes.
The same cancer that our father died of 17 years ago. When your doctor came to tell you that they couldn't cure it, the first thing you did was reach out to make sure that me and Valerie were okay.
Well, in case you didn't know, I kind of love you guys. I made up my mind then and there, you know, I'm going to make this as easy as I can for my kids. And just think, I'm going to be in heaven with your dad. He's going to say, now, Mary, everything was fine until you got here. I'm not afraid of dying. But I did say to the Lord, I don't want to leave my children. Well, he's answering my prayer. I'm here. I feel a closeness to you, Anthony, that I haven't felt in a long time. You actually let me know that you love me. You're right there with my coffee every morning. You're there if I wake up during the night. I love you for that. I'm just so blessed.
This is William Anthony Cobb. Ma passed away in February, and I'm here with my sister Valerie to remember her. Our mother's home was destroyed by the tornado in Alabama on April 27th, and what occurred to me was that as painful as it was for Ma to go of cancer, it was better than what would have happened if she had been in that house.
You know, this is my first Mother's Day that I don't have a mother. This is going to be a rough day. You know, not being able to call her, send her some flowers. But, you know, as with everything else since her diagnosis, we get through it together. We get through it together.
It's okay if you need a minute after that one. We all do. Valerie Foster and her brother William Anthony Cobb remembering their mother, Mary. Those interviews will be archived with all the others at the American Folklife Center, the Library of Congress. More stories about mothers in the StoryCorps book, Mom.